Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. We are now 5 days and counting to Election Day. Another couple days of early voting across the state of Nevada. Then it's on to Tuesday and the midterm elections. A guy that's been keeping his ears close to the ground. He talks with a lot of folks across the country. He talks with a lot of folks here in the state of Nevada. Wayne Allen Root. He joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, what's happening, Kevin?
What is your sense? 5 days from Election Day. What is your sense of what's going on out there?
Well, you know, you have the Live and Local show, so I'm sure you're really referring to local. And I, you know, I'm kind of a national guy now. I don't have sense boots on the ground what's happening in Nevada as much as I've sense boots on the ground what's happening in the nation. I think we're doing great in the nation. I think we're going to expand our Senate by a mile. I mean, 3 to 5 seats with an outside shot at 6 or 7. There's a couple I'm looking at. If we could pull off an upset in West Virginia and New Jersey, both long shots, but we're within the margin of error in both of them. And if there really is the red wave that I believe there is, we might pull one of those two out or both of them, in which case I think we might pick up 7 Senate seats. But I'm pretty certain we're going to pick up 3 and relatively certain 5 and maybe 6. And the 7-8 is kind of where I'm, you know, heading into foreign territory. Long shots, but we'll see. If it's a really big coattails with Donald Trump, you could wind up in that 7-8 category. So I feel fantastic about the Senate. I feel fantastic about the theme heading into the election. It's, you know, it's undocumented illegal aliens. It's the border. It's, you know, birthright citizenship. It's the caravan. It's Kavanaugh. It's all the things that are on our turf. We're the home team fighting on our turf, and they're on the road, the Democrats, because they're in foreign territory here. They've got problems. House, much different situation just because of the way it's being fought, and so many people retiring and so many new names. I'm one of the few who still thinks we're going to retain the House. I do believe we're going to retain the House, but it's going to be close. It could go either way. We could lose it by 1 or 2 votes. We could win it 1 or 2 seats. We could keep it by 1 or 2 seats. If I had to guess, I just continue to believe we'll keep it. I'm not a pollster who's looking at every race on a race-by-race basis. That's not what I do. I'm just looking at the situation, the theme, with the way the fight's going on, what's in the news media. I just don't believe America's voting out Republicans. You can't possibly vote for these crazy madmen and women in the Democratic Party. Who would vote to make Maxine Waters in charge of the Financial Services Committee? You got to be kidding me. Yeah. got to be joking. That's going to be in charge of the finances of America? Is Maxine Madwoman Waters? You got to be joking. Who would want that? Who would want Trump to be under constant threat of impeachment for the next 2 years? I just don't believe it's going that way. But I can't tell you. So I think we're doing very well on November 6th. And as I keep saying, November 7th is going to be, you know, Democrat shrink emergency day across the country. But, I, you know, they're all going to need psychiatrists and psychologists when they see what happens when we expand our lead. But I don't know. I'm not comfortable telling you what's going to happen in Nevada. I can only tell you I'm on the text list of the Democratic Party and all these liberal organizations that are trying to get out the vote, and they're appealing to illegal aliens. Every word they say would, if you're a, you know, common sense smart person, would indicate that Democrats are counting on illegal aliens to vote. They're urging them to vote. They're getting a conspiracy to make them vote. It's sickening, the emails I'm getting. But last night, one of those emails came from volunteers for Susie Lee, and they went out of their way to, you know, after 20 emails begging me to vote for Susie Lee, begging me to volunteer, asking if they could come to my home and, you know, and knock on my door, asking if I'd volunteer to go knock on other people's doors. I mean, I got every question and everything you could ever get, text after text. Then they finally said Susie Lee is down by 3 to Danny Tarkanian. Is that true? I don't know. Does anyone brag they're losing if they're not losing? Doesn't everyone like to brag they're winning? So I find it hard to believe if Susie Lee was winning that she'd send out texts to her people, her voters, saying I'm down by 3 to Danny Tarkanian. You've got to come out and vote for me, unless there's a new strategy, I don't know, called desperation, and they think it's better if you make voters think you're losing and be desperate. So based on that, I would say Danny Tarkanian's going to win. You tell me, do you think if Wainwright was running for office, I'd want to send out a text saying, I'm losing? I don't think so.
That's not the way you usually do it. The president began an 11-city, 6-day tour in Fort Myers, Florida last night. From where he is going, he's going to Georgia, he's going to Missouri twice, he's going to Indiana twice. What do you make of where he's going, and does it give us a hint to maybe what the White House knows about some of these races, in particular here?
I think based on the place he's going that, you know, we're just trying to push ourselves over the finish line to make sure that we win those 3 to 5 or 6 Senate seats. So, I mean, you know, Indiana, we got a great shot with Braun to upset Donnelly, you know. All I could tell you is I'm not going to read into the tea leaves too much about where he's going, why he's going. I think the more important thing is, he's going to 11 places in 6 days. That's amazing. The guy is amazing. And I heard I haven't seen it yet. I just haven't had time. But several people have texted me to tell me they love this new TV ad and video that they've got, the Republicans have got out. And, of course, CNN already branded it as the most racist ad in the history of politics. So I don't even know what's in it. But my guess is it must be deadly effective for CNN to say that. And, by the way, you know what's important to me to ask? It's important for me to ask a simple question. When is CNN going to fire Don Lemon?
Oh, yeah.
How can you, you know, I said this on my show last night. I said, you know, every day in America, somebody gets killed somewhere by a person who's of color, black, Hispanic. Many cases, it's blacks killing blacks, it's Hispanics killing Hispanics. But in many cases, it's blacks killing whites. Not once in my life have I ever said out loud or in private, that means all black people are bad or all Hispanic people are bad. I don't blame what one person does on an entire race. And someone who does is a racist. Anyone who would say, oh, all black people are bad, a blanket statement, that's racism. How can you allow, as a TV network, someone to say the problem with America is white men? White men are bad. White men are the worst terrorists in America. How do you say, and something's got to be done with white men? How come we banned Muslim travel ban? There wasn't a white man travel ban. Who would ever say such a thing? How would a TV network allow them to still be employed? This is the second day after he said it, and we still have total silence from CNN. Don Lemon has got to be fired. This is the most racist things I've ever heard said by a news anchor. But the second part of my equation is, there's another part to this story, and that is that I think this is the basic underlying view of all liberal Democrats. When you hear them talking, they've all made comments. All the texts I'm getting are about white men and white privilege and white this and white that. There is a mental disturbance with liberals. They hate white people, but in particular white men. In real particular specific, white straight men, and even more particular, white straight Republican men. They have a hatred for us that is over the top and is deranged. And I, on the other hand, am a conservative Republican. I consider myself, Donald Trump calls himself a nationalist, so do I. You know what that means? It means I love America. You know who's in America? White people, black people, Hispanic people, Native Americans. I love everyone, as long as you have American after your name. When a white Russian guy fights in a boxing ring with a black American, guess who I wrote for? The American, every time. Because I don't see black, I see American. There's something wrong with the Democratic Party. A, because they cannot root for America. They're not nationalists. They hate us. They're globalists, which means they don't like America. They don't think we're special. They don't want us to be exceptional. And B, they see color. Everywhere they go, they see color. I see a black American fighting a white Russian. I see an American. I'm going to root for the American. I don't care that he's black. I don't care that I'm white. He's an American. I'm an American. We're the same. That's not what Don Lemon sees, evidently. Don Lemon sees a white male, and he sees hatred. By the way, what's coming out of his mouth is hate speech.
Let me ask you, though. The Democrats, the liberals, have gotten all over the president for him declaring himself a nationalist. Somehow they always do this. For instance, they did this with illegal immigrants. You know, we don't like illegal immigrants. They have eliminated the word illegal, and they then proclaim us anti-immigrant. They're doing the same thing with white nationalists versus the president saying he's a nationalist. That's not a bad thing, is it?
No, I just, you know, in today's column in the RJ, you'll see I mentioned nationalist is a fantastic thing. Democrats have, you know, they're slandering and lying as usual. They've co-opted the term. They've made it to something it's not. All it means is you love America. You're a cheerleader for America. Why, you know, as I said in my column, you mean you don't want America to be number one? You don't love America. You never want to chant USA, USA. You think there's something wrong with that, yet you're an American? Who would think that way? And then I answered the question, Democrats. Who on earth would think we don't want America to be number one? We're not happy that America's number one. We're not proud of America. We don't think America's got exceptionalism. And we don't think that American workers should always come first. Who would think that? Democrats. That's sad. That's amazing to me. That's why I can't imagine anybody votes Democrat for anyone on any part of the ticket. You'll notice in my column today, I recommended the way I'm voting on every single race I listed in the entire Nevada. And I could never bring myself to vote for a single Democrat. The important thing about my list in the RJ today is that, and all of you out there, take my email down, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com, because I'll be glad to email you my list if you don't get the RJ. I'll email you my list where I'm voting on every single race, because the important one are the judges. We're losing America because of judges. You got Donald Trump, but he can't pass anything because everything he does gets put in front of some liberal judge until it gets to the Supreme Court. None of it will ever be approved. You're always going to find one liberal judge that ruins it for Donald Trump and for us. So judges are so important, and no one knows who the conservatives are. I've done the research, and I know who they are, and I've listed every one of my votes in the RJ today, and I'll send it to any one of you who wants it, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I made this offer on my radio show, and I think about 300 people have already emailed me. It's in the hundreds. It looked to me, naked eye, about 300 people. Maybe it's 350, 400. That's a lot of people that have asked for my votes, how I'm voting, and I decided to print it in the RJ today. So very, very interesting stuff. You've got to know what judges you're voting for. I've done the research, and I've narrowed it down for you.
Wayne Allen Root joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. You were talking about ads, and I know the president, I think he'll be proud of this ad that's running right now. I'm curious, though, there have been other ads. In fact, going back to 2016, the CNN people dredged up an ad that the then candidate Donald J. Trump did, and it had three Jewish leaders, business leaders, and they were portrayed in a negative light, and that was viewed as anti-Semitic. This president, on the heels of what happened in Pittsburgh, this guy's not an anti-Semite, is he?
No, listen, Democrats rip to shreds day and night the Koch brothers, right? Rip them to shreds. I don't know what the Koch brothers are. I'm assuming they're not Jewish, but I have no idea. But, I mean, when you attack the Koch brothers, do you think about their religion or their race? Or you just, as a Democrat, are you thinking about the money they give to conservative causes and what they believe in? How come when I rip someone to shreds, if it happens to be George Soros or Tom Steyer, you mention their religion is Jewish, therefore I'm an anti-Semite? It's the same thing Democrats did every time I criticized Obama. Listen, I despise everything Barack Obama stands for. He doesn't stand for being black. black. Matter of fact, he's half white and half black. His mother was white. He's not black in my mind. He's a liberal. He's a socialist, a radical socialist Marxist communist. I can't stand anything Obama stands for. But his color never enters into the equation. Just because I hate George Soros and Steyer, and I think they're horrible people, I don't think about them being Jewish. I hate their views. So this is just so ridiculous. Every time you name somebody, liberals accuse you of being a racist or an anti-Semite. I can't be an anti-Semite. I'm Jewish. What, are you kidding me? I hate Soros because he's Jewish, in your opinion? No, I don't hate Soros because he's Jewish. I hate him because he's a commie who believes in open borders that's trying to wreck not just America, but every civilization, every Western civilized country in the world. He's trying to wreck and fill them with people that don't belong in our countries that are going to cause crime and trouble and bankrupt us all. That's why I don't like him. So Trump feels no different. Anyone who would say Trump's anti-Semite is mentally ill. Trump's the greatest guy to Israel in the history of America in our White House. The greatest ever. Ask any Israeli in America, they all love him, and ask any Israeli in Israel. He's got the highest popularity of any president in history. No one has ever been nicer to the Jewish people, ever, ever, ever. So how could you possibly say that Donald Trump's an anti-Semite because he criticizes George Soros? Soros should be arrested for treason. I don't care if he's Jewish. Arrest him for treason because he's a traitor.
Let me ask you, should the president have gone to Pittsburgh? Was it too early? The Democrat leadership in that city refused to come out to the airport to greet him. Should he have made the trip?
Of course. That's a president's job. You know, the president's job is to be the chief, kind of soothsayer of the nation and the cheerleader for the nation. And when something bad happens, you're expected to be there in that town and make people feel good. You know, why is it any different for a president to go to a town that's at a flood or a hurricane or a tornado, and that president steps foot on the ground, he puts his arm around people, he hugs them, they cry, he makes them feel good. That, you know, you're the chief, titular leader, I think they call it. I mean,
yeah.
You're the head of the flock. Why would you not be on the ground for a tragic shooting any different than a tragic hurricane? Makes no sense. But of course, you know, that's how liberals attack. They just have to come up with something desperate. They are so desperate. And that's what makes me believe we're going to do really well next Tuesday. They're so desperate.
In our final minute, how can folks reach out to you? And again, I love the idea of people coming to you for your votes, how you're voting in this election. But if folks want to reach out to you, where do they find you?
Well, they can email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, R-O-O-T, wayneroot@gmail.com, and I'll send you my voting list. Or you could just read it in today's Las Vegas Review-Journal. My column's in the Nevada section, right where the letters to the editor are. You'll find my column and my selections for Tuesday's election. And what's important is the judges and also those ballot initiatives. You know, I've got them all there where I'm voting on each one of them. And those are the ones that get confusing. And then, of course, my website's rootforamerica.com, and you can find me here on 790 KBET every single afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m. afternoon drive, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and tonight at 5 o'clock and every night at 5 o'clock, I'm on Newsmax TV nationwide, channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish.
Call Cox Cable. Tell him you want Newsmax and Wayne Allyn Root. Hey, War, thanks so much, man. Always good. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again. We'll know how Tuesday comes out next week. We'll do it then.
Thanks, Kevin. God bless.
There you go. Wayne Allyn Root joining us. This ad, go back and look at this ad from 2016. Just Google search anti-Semitic Trump ad 2016, and you tell me if it's anti-Semitic. I watched it, and it's not anti-Semitic. Sorry. We'll get to more on this coming up. Live and local now. Although Republican State Assembly candidate Dennis Hoff passed away just 3 weeks before Election Day, his name is still on the ballot. And if he wins, county commissioners would have to appoint another Republican to serve out his term. That's why Republicans need him to win District 36, to keep Democrats from stealing the seat and getting a supermajority advantage. That would allow them to pass tax hikes and override gubernatorial vetoes. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. And let's win this one for Dennis, paid for by friends of Hoff.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. and later as a Clark County Commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Shouldn't Nevada have a lieutenant governor who is both trustworthy and competent and at least knows what that job is about? Number one, refereeing the conflicts between the Democrats and Republicans. Number two, bringing more tourists to Nevada. Just as no one picks the referee from one of the teams, I, as a nonpartisan, will be fair and objective in breaking tie votes in the Senate. As the only lieutenant governor candidate with international experience, I know how we can double the number of tourists to Nevada. My name is Ed Yuling, paid for by the friends of Ed Yuling.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I don't have time to get to calls in this segment. We will get to calls on the other side of the break. Is that fair? Because I ran way long with Wayne, but I wanted to hear what he had to say. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Stop!
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. We're going to get to your phone calls, by the way. We're going to be caller intensive the rest of the way. Because I want to get kind of a barometer on where we are 5 days away from Election Day. We have people all over the place here in this state predicting a blue wave. They're already measuring the drapes. In the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi is warming up her gavel. But I don't know why. I don't see it. I look at these rallies, like last night in Fort Myers, Florida, and I see the enthusiasm of Republicans, and it's palpable. I mean, it's you can feel it when you're in the room. Republicans are fired up. Democrats are just into resisting. And I'm not sure if that can carry the day. I'm just not sure. To your phone calls we go. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Maybe you've never been on a talk show before. It's harmless. No, it's painless. No animals have been harmed in the production of this radio show. So you're safe. You are safe. 844, the number 2, Nevada. Now, even if you live outside of the state of Nevada, if you're listening in, say, Indian Wells or Palm Springs or Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, doesn't matter. 844-263-8232. And I'd love to hear from you if you live in Hawthorne or Pahrump or Amargosa Valley or Battle Mountain or Ely or wherever it might be. I want to hear from you. And I know the perspective may be different if you live in Washoe County as opposed to, say, White Pine or Clark. And that's one of the great things about a statewide radio show, in that we end up getting opinions from all sides, not just of an issue, but of the state. And that's kind of cool. Let's begin with Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Did you hear who might be sponsoring the caravan besides Soros?
No.
Dodge and Chrysler.
Dodge and Chrysler?
Yeah, the caravan.
That's awful. Is that all you brought to the party today?
No, that was just my start. Hey, I wanted to bring up, you were talking with Wayne about the Nationalist Party and how Trump has kind of grabbed that word. And I do agree he should grab that word, but he needs to put New Nationalist Party, because in the past that word nationalist was associated with the German Nationalist Party or the Nazis. So he needs to say the New Nationalist Party, and we stand for America, we stand for our citizens, and basically America's number one. And no immigrant is going to be before any USA citizen. That's what he has to get out there.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Anything he does, the Dems are going to try and distort it. And it's the same way I gave the example during Wayne's segment, the way Democrats, you used to be able to say, I'm anti-illegal immigrant. But that now has been morphed by the Democrats into you are anti-immigrant. They just dropped the word illegal. And the same way here, they're dropping the word white nationalist and moving to a shorthand that nationalist means the same as white nationalist. It's not true. It's just not true.
And the big thing is too, yeah, and then you see like this guy, Don Lemon, who's on like CNN, portraying the white male as everything that's bad about USA. That's not helping anything. And then they're trying to say, okay, the white male now is associated with Donald Trump and the New Nationalist Party or the Nationalist Party. Yeah. And that's where you can't equate that one-to-one. You know, we're not racist, and that's where they're trying to get us. So they're trying to say any person is a racist, and that's not right.
Well, now there may be a political science professor at UNR or UNLV or some of the other fine institutions around the state that would take issue with this. But I am a proud nationalist. I'm not a globalist. I don't believe that we should have open borders. I don't believe that we should take orders from the United Nations. We are a sovereign nation. And count me in for being a nationalist. And if Plan Nevada or some other left-wing organization wants to brand me as some sort of Hitler fan, too bad. But I'm a nationalist. Not a white nationalist, I'm a nationalist, and I'm damn proud of it. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, look, I got information for your listeners in reference to firearms. Democrats are extremely quiet, except in one state, the state of Georgia, where Stacey Abrams, who is the Democrat Senate candidate, basically stated that AR-15s, which are, she's calling weapons of war, they've never been issued to any combat soldier in the United States, should be confiscated, banned and confiscated. Now, she's the only candidate in the Democrat Party to make the statement. She was running even in the polls. The moment she made the statement, this was on 10/28/18 on CNN, she is now running behind. So
wow.
To all Republican and Democrat gun owners, have you heard any Democrats here basically make any statements on your constitutional rights about firearms and what their intentions are if they should win the election? Well, here's a Democrat that basically just stated what the Democrat Party's intentions are everywhere: banning and confiscation. So if you're a Democrat or a Republican, you need to vote for the candidates that are going to protect your constitutional rights. And in this election, it happens to be Republicans. So the Democrats in Georgia figured it out. Their gun owners, they saw the handwriting on the wall. I'm passing it on to you so you can see the handwriting on the wall and vote for the candidate that will protect you.
Hey, Paul, and by the way, guess who's in Georgia today? I believe it's today. Oprah Winfrey. I wonder how she'll explain the gun comments. You want to join us, want to be a part of the show, we've just freed up a line. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Now, here's my problem with Democrats. Democrats lie all the time. In states like, I'll give you like, for instance, in Texas, Beto O'Rourke. He's trying to portray himself as a moderate. I'm just a moderate sort of guy. I'm not one of these crazy Democrats that Claire McCaskill talks about. No. I'm not like same thing with Tennessee. Marsha Blackburn running against Phil Bredesen. And Bredesen trying to portray himself as, you know, almost kind of a Republican light. And I lived in Nashville, or Nashville as we always call it. And Democrat candidates, the only way they could get elected was to be right on three issues: guns, God, and gays. That it was kind of an inside political joke, but they had to toe the line on guns, God, and gays. And if they could do that, they could get elected. The problem is, it was a joke. It was a joke. These people, they lie. When somebody like Jackie Rosen runs these stupid TV ads, by the way, they are outspending Dean Heller by 4-1. 4-1. If Dean Heller wins this race, it is a miracle. It's going to be a political miracle, because I'm telling you, they're outspending him 4-1. And Dean Heller admits this. Coming up, the president last night, Fort Myers, Florida. We'll let you hear what the president had to say. He's going to be on the road again tonight and all weekend and right up to Monday. And my guess is, you know, this was originally going to be 11 rallies 6 days. I would not be a bit surprised if a stop or two are added to this list. There may be a place where the president could go and make a difference. It would not surprise me if 11 rallies, 6 days became 13 rallies, maybe 14 rallies in 6 days. Yeah, this we're down to crunch time. If you've not already early voted, get out and early vote. You got today and tomorrow. Then we shut down. And then it's on to Tuesday. And then the emphasis is in getting you to the polls on Tuesday. But I urge you not. I know you think, well, one vote's not going to matter if I stay home. If I, you know, I'm a little under the weather, that's all right. I'll sit this one out. One vote could make a big, big difference. Your vote could make a big, big difference. Stick around. More to do. It is Thursday. We're inching ever closer to the weekend. Here's the number. We'll get back to your calls on the other side. As I mentioned, we're going to be caller intensive from now till the finish line. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Ladies, come out this Thursday night, November 1st at 5:30 p.m. for our Ladies' Night Self-Defense Firearms Class. Don't be a victim. Learn how you can protect yourself. This is the most realistic, dynamic, intense training available. We use military simmunitions, so get ready to fight. But hurry, we only have 30 spots. The cost is only $10, and we will be giving away a CCW purse. So sign up now at myselfdefense.info. That's myselfdefense.info.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Adam Laxalt promised he would defend our gun rights, but he lied. Adam Laxalt just came in support of red flag gun laws like they have in California that allow a social worker or an ex-wife to take away your guns without being convicted of a crime. Good luck getting your guns back from a liberal judge. Call Adam Laxalt and tell him to keep his hands off our guns. Adam Laxalt, just another rhino. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for Governor Campaign.
I'm Ron Connect, your Nevada controller, asking for your vote. My team cut spending by 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury, all while improving services. I led the fight against the commerce tax, promises made, promises kept. I seek your vote to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity that our parents and grandparents left us. Thanks for considering me, Ron Connect, paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
The Moving Wall, the traveling Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, will be in Las Vegas Thursday, November 1st through Sunday, the 4th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. The 3,400-foot half-size replica is open to the public and free of charge. Join dignitaries and Vietnam groups 11:45 Friday and 11:45 Saturday, a full turkey luncheon served to all veterans from all wars in service. I'm Jacob Jimerson on behalf of the Jimerson Law Firm, sponsor for this war memorial, inviting you to the memorial site 500 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to the Nevada Supreme Court building.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. From Laxalt, Protect Nevada. I'll read it to you. I'll let you be the judge. This is from Tom Collins, the former county commissioner in Clark County, relative to Steve Sisolak. And he begins his letter this way. Friend, I'm a Democrat. I was elected to serve on the Clark County Commission as a Democrat, and so was Steve Sisolak. I will never vote for Steve Sisolak. I think he's a crook. Adam and I don't agree on every little political issue, but I trust him. I know he's a good man. I know he cares about the people of Nevada, and he'll always put them first. And I know, without a doubt, his opponent Steve Sisolak only cares about himself. I worked with Steve. I saw him in action. His top priorities were always himself, his wallet, and his donors. If you want to keep Nevada from going completely crooked, vote against Steve Sisolak. I know there are a lot of Democrats out there like myself. People who care about the little guy and want to see our government getting things done. You might feel like you have to vote for a guy with a D by his name. I'm proud to be a Democrat, and I'm telling you right now, this election is about more than politics. It's about character. Steve Sisolak does not have the character to be governor. A vote for Steve Sisolak isn't a vote to stand up to Donald Trump or any of the other nonsense he's using to trick people. It's a vote to stroke his ego and fill his pockets with more cash, plain and simple. Adam is a common sense guy. He wants to fix our schools, keep our economy rolling, and keep people safe. Steve Sisolak only looks out for himself, and I promise you, if you vote for him, he will make you regret it. I'm a Democrat. I worked with Sisolak. And I voted for Adam Laxalt. If you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or anything else, we need you to vote. And we need you to vote for Adam Laxalt. This election is too important. Steve Sisolak cannot be trusted. For Nevada, Tom Collins, former Democrat, Clark County Commissioner. We are going to reach out to Tom Collins and get him to explain. He is a Democrat, and he is urging you to vote for a Republican, for Adam Laxalt. I'm going to be honest with you. That's pretty courageous from a former county commissioner, a Democrat. And my guess is there may be more people like Tom Collins, who has always been kind of a cantankerous, curmudgeon sort of personality. And I'll simply tell you, I think there are many more Democrats all across the state ready to vote against Steve Sisolak. Either people that don't know or people that do know. This is a guy that came on my radio show back in my CBS days and proclaimed himself to be a moderate. Oh, I'm not like any of those other people. I'm a moderate Democrat. Oh, okay. Well, now he is to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay. The point, I guess, that needs to be made. The point that needs to be made is that here is one Democrat bold enough to step up. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're a Democrat willing to vote for Adam Laxalt. If you are, call me at 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I just have a sneaking suspicion that there are more Democrats for Laxalt that are out there. And that Tom Collins may just be the tip of the proverbial iceberg. Suffice to say, there are going to be more folks just like that. There are going to be more folks, I think, that are Democrats that are going to end up saying, you know, I can't vote for Steve Sisolak. He's just too crooked. He's too slimy. I can't do it. I mean, we always think that all those holding your nose and voting for somebody issues are on the, you know, right. But the Christian Giuliani folks, there may be a lot of folks out there that simply cannot vote for Steve Sisolak. We will see how many there are out there. Tell you what, let's do. Let's see. In fact, I tell you what, we're gonna hold up on calls, only because I've got just less than a minute. I don't want to squeeze you in. I'd rather give you all the time you need. We'll do that on the other side. Jamie and all the other folks that are waiting, we'll get to your calls. We'll make it easy for you. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, here's how you do it, 844, the number 2, Nevada. Also, we're going to tell you where the president's going. He went to Fort Myers, Florida last night. We'll tell you where he's going to be tonight and into the weekend and into early next week. He's not coming to Nevada. Don Jr. is, and he's going to be crisscrossing the state, ending up at Stoney's tomorrow night here in southern Nevada. It is open to the public, I'm told. Yeah. Stoney's, right there in Town Square. It's going to be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And I might even learn a line dance while I'm at it. That would be okay. That would be great. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. We are sprinting to the finish line today. I know it's Thursday, and we're inching ever closer to the weekend, but we're taking this thing real seriously. So we're going to be sprinting to the finish line. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.